Hi, this is Dan Lyons. I'm the president of Team Concepts, a leadership and team-building company founded in 1995 with the goal of spreading the Olympic spirit through the business world. The last time we spoke, we were talking about Leonidas and the 300 Spartans as represented in the movie 300. We were drawing our 8 Secrets of Inspirational Leadership lessons from the actions of Leonidas, the Spartans, and the other city-states and the other players in this drama that was played out on history's stage almost 2,500 years before. Leonidas and the Spartans fought courageously for 3 days to hold on to the pass of Thermopylae and to prevent the Persians from rushing into Greece and defeating the free city-states of Greece. But in the end, they were betrayed. Betrayed by, in the movie, the traitor Ephialtes. In the movie, Ephialtes is depicted as a hunchbacked warrior who yearned for inclusion in Spartan society, who yearned for the approval of his peers in Sparta and the approval of King Leonidas. In reality, Ephialtes actually was a shepherd who was in the mountains of Locrice around Thermopylae. But either way, the point is that the Greeks were betrayed by Ephialtes, giving to Xerxes and the Persians the secret to the pass that would lead them behind the Greek lines and allow them to fall upon the Greek forces and trap them. Ephialtes wanted to feel valued. He went to Leonidas with the hope that Leonidas would value him and make him a part of the Spartan phalanx, make him a part of the Spartan culture, give him the acceptance that he yearned for. The second secret of inspirational leadership is everybody wants to feel valued. This is a common point, something that we all intrinsically understand. As inspirational leaders, however, it's not just the realization that we as individuals want to feel valued, but that everybody else wants to feel valued too, and it's our job to value them. Sometimes we don't know what it is they value. In the movie 300, when Leonidas turns away Ephialtes, he doesn't know that what he's just turned away is a man who more than anything wished to be valued by Leonidas and Sparta, and that the results of turning that person away would be the betrayal of all the Spartan forces. Leonidas certainly could not have known that. But in an ideal world, Leonidas would have understood by asking Ephialtes what it was that he valued, why he was there, and what could be done for him to make him a valued member of the team, make him a valued member of Spartan culture at that point, if that was at all possible. It's not easy to do this as inspirational leaders. It's not easy to be aware that everybody wants to feel valued and everybody wants to feel valued differently. But it is essential towards the melding of a high-performance team and the creation of an environment where champions become inevitable. Everybody wants to feel valued over certain things. Some, money. For some, money is so important that it gets them up in the morning, it motivates them, gets them to work, gets them to work hard for 16, 18 hours a day. Money is everything, their primary motivator. For others, it means nothing. You could give them a $50,000 raise. They wouldn't work any harder. They wouldn't be any more loyal. They wouldn't want to do anything more than they did the day previous. To them, it might be something else. It might be time. It might be that you have to give them 4 or 6 or 8 weeks paid vacation. Do whatever they want, because time is more important than money. For others, it's security. Just make sure that I'm not going to lose my job, no matter what happens. As long as I'm secure in my future, doesn't matter how much I get paid, how much time I have to spend by myself or with my family, just as long as I'm secure. For others, it's challenge. Just make sure that no matter what happens, my life is not boring. My job challenges me every single day. Just make sure that nothing is the same and everything helps me to grow. For others, it's a positive, nurturing environment. I don't care about money. I don't care about security. I don't care about time. Care about positivity. They are the people who get up in the morning and want to be welcomed into the office, and when they leave work at the end of the day, they can't wait to come back to work the next day. Those five things, time, security, money, challenge, positive environment are what we all, to certain degrees, value more or less at certain times in our lives. And sometimes that changes as we go forward, changes as our life circumstances change, from being single people to married people to people with children and back and forth and so forth and so on. Depends on our financial circumstances and how confident we feel about where we are in our lives. But the only way the inspirational leader knows that is to ask. The only way the inspirational leader can find out how to craft what he or she will use to value others is to ask. What is it that gets the inspirational leader up in the morning? What is it that gets those they seek to lead up in the morning? When you do that, then you know who to reward and how to reward. And you don't wind up like Leonidas did with Ephialtes, at least in the movie. I hope that for you, that as you go forward in your inspirational leader's journey, you will remember the value of value and know how important it is to bring everyone close, figure out what makes them tick, and give them what they need. Good luck. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.